We're on the Pehei Yomid Aleph on top. Gemara is discussing Machlokis, Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi of Yehuda. Somebody steals tevel of Yisrael and he eats it. So how much does he have to pay? Since eventually he's going to have to take off the Trumas and Maisers, so that's not his. So therefore, what's it called? Rabbi Yossi of Yehuda holds he only pays for the amount of chulin that'll be left after the Trumas and Maisers is taken off. And Rebbe holds you have to pay for the whole thing, not really the whole thing. You have to pay for the chulin and the amount of money of Tovas Hanor that he would get from being able to choose who to give the Truma and Trumas and Maisers to. So Mora says, my labo hakimitugi, to Rebbe Shavar Tovas Hanor Momon. And therefore, you have to pay him for taking away his ability to choose which coin to give it to. And that's worth money. And Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Sovar, Tova, Sano, Eino, Mama. And therefore, you only have to pay for the chulin. Samar says, lo. The kuli alma, Tova, Sano, Eino, Mama. Everybody holds that Tova, Sano is not Mama. Elohacha, Matno, Shalahurmuk, Kamiflege. Right? That they're arguing the following. You have Tevel. You consider the tevel to be truma and chulin mixed together, right? Even though halachically it's not like that, because you get chiyuv misa for eating tevel, right? Not because of the truma, and even a kohen can't eat tevel, right? Even though if it's truma and chulin mixed together, a kohen should be able to eat it. But before the truma is separated, it's still also for everybody to eat. But you consider it as if the truma is already separated, so therefore he stole the chulin, and the truma is already considered for the kohen, and therefore what's the kohen doesn't have to pay for it, or no, that it's considered like it's not separated, and the whole thing now belongs to the Yisrael. Or it says, still it can belong to the Yisrael, but a portion of it he's not going to be able to use. He's only going to be able to give it to a kohen. The itovas hano in a mamon mali hurmu mali lo hurmu. That shouldn't make a difference in this machlokas, right? If tovas hano is not mamon, then what difference does it make if the matonas are considered like they're there or not there? In either case, the Israel has no zechus mamon in them, so why should you have to pay him anything? Ela haynu taima de Rebbe kansur rabbanon leganav ki heichid lo lignav. Really, tovas hano is not mamon. And therefore, really, you shouldn't have to pay for the, what's it called, for the truma. The ganav shouldn't have to pay for the truma. But the rabbanan gave him a knas that we're going to teach you not to steal. So you're going to have to pay for the amount that the Yisrael could have gotten to choose which coin to give. You're going to have to pay for that too, even though mikra adin your potter. It's a knas. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Sovar, he holds that, first of all, tova sanoz eino mama. So you, really, you mean adin, you're not mechuyev to pay for that. And I, you say the knas, sover kansur rabban la ba'abayis, ki hechid lo lishe tibet. Over here, there's a reason not to kansur the ganav, but the ba'abayis. Why didn't you take off the truma and give it to a kohen? And let it be stolen. Right? And then have problems. You should have given it immediately. So instead of giving a knas to the ganav, right, we'll give a knas to the ba'abayis. Which you don't really need that knas to pater the ganav, because, anyway, tova sanu azeno mama. Rava Omar Shani Truma. Rava says a different reason why over here the Kohanim can take it and it's not considered Tovas Hanoah. Lochaz Yelakwanak. Truma is only mutter to the Mishravaya since this person made a nether that no Kohanim can take the Truma, so you made the Truma worthless. That's right. Shavya Afrabi Alma. So if it's worthless, there's no more Tovas Hanoah. You yourself made this truma worthless, so any coin can come and take it, and not getting hanor from you, because legabe you, the truma is basically worthless. Normally, there would be tovas hanor, and you couldn't take truma from somebody that you made a neder, you can't have hanor from them. But in this case, where he made the truma also to all kohanim, so the truma is worthless. So according to me, it's worthless. So if it's worthless, somebody can come and take it. Coin can come and take it. Rashi. The Matan Shlo Hormu Kamiflge, the Rebbe Sover Kamishlo Hormu Dami, Rebbe holds that they're considered as if they're not separated, and it's all now one big tevel. Lohachi Mishan Lo Demekula, that's why I have to pay for the whole thing. Rebbe Yossi Sover Kamishlo Hormu Dami, that's considered like they are separated. The Eino Mishan Lo Demekula, and therefore he has to pay for the Chul, and the Truma and Maiser, not his. The E Tovas Hanoi Namamon, where it says, the Maiser, what is that going to help? If Tovas Hanoi is not Mamon, Afilo Havin Kamisha Lo Hormu, even if it's all considered mixed together, but Lamaisa, that part that will be the Truma in the future, I have no Mamonus in. Right? Eino Mishan Lo Demei Tivlo, the Holo Mafsid Le Velo Mide. Chor, what was I Mafsid you? That part that eventually will be separated is not yours anyway. El Allah Olamei Malach De Eino Mamon. Everybody holds that Tovas Hanoi is Eino Mamon. The Hainu time of the Rebbe, so why does Rebbe hold you have to pay for the Trumas and Maestras? Afagav the Tovas Hanoi in a moment, Afilo Hachi Mishalm lo Demei Kulo, Mishum the Konsu Rabban Seknas, Leganav. Ki Hechid lo Lignov, we want to teach you more lesson, not to steal again. So we're going to make you pay more than you have to pay. Rebbe Yossi Sover, Eino Mishalm lo Demei Kulin, the Chadav Oot Komer. First of all, there's no reason for him to pay because Tovas Hanoi is in a moment. The chad of the tovas hanoi in a moment. The ode, and even according to you, that we want to give a knas to the ganav, so he shouldn't steal. So we make him pay for what he didn't steal, what the other person didn't lose anything. No, there's a svara to give a knas to the balabayas that he shouldn't get paid for that. Why? The ode of the varecha domar to time mishum knas. Other rabbi, the kansi the balabayas hazeh ki heichad l'lishay l'tivlei. They shouldn't hold his tevel and get it possible to be stolen, you should have given the truma to the coin right away. So we haven't answered the Reisha and Seifa, where the Reisha says that if you answered all Kohanim, then the Kohanim can take the truma from Isis, and if you answer specific Kohanim, you should give it to different ones. The Reisha's mashma that the truma Meiser is not Tovas Hanoah, and the Seifa's mashma is Tovas Hanoah. Rava Omar La Olam Lokashi Masnisin. The Seifa Kidiktoni Tovas Hanoa Mamon. The Seifa is simple. Tovas Hanoa is Mamon, and therefore if you assured your things to a specific Kohanim Levim, they can't take it. Because they're getting it from you. You have the right to choose. The Reisha says if you assured to all Kohanim, they could come and take it. Hainu Taima Diitlu Balkorcho Shani Truma Mishum Dechazia LeKohanim. Since Truma is only Shaykh to Kohanim, the kivan da'asi l'misra alayu, and you want to ask it to all kohanim. Shaviu lahu truma kafra b'yama. So you, concerning you, the truma is worthless. Nothing you can do with it. Because you can't, you ask it to all kohanim. V'hoil ka'afra havi, since it's considered worthless, lo misli b'tovas hanoa. Therefore, you lose your tovas hanoa on it. Because for you, it's a worthless thing. So worthless things don't have any monetary value. Kulahachi shakli b'akor, that's why the kohanim can come and take it, even without his knowledge or without his wanting to give it to them, and then they're not getting hanoah from him, they're getting hanoah from the Rabbanu Shalom. Okay, Mishnah. Konim she'eni osal pi abba. Woman made a nether that, what's it called, whatever I earn is going to be osar to my father. The alpi avicha, or your father, or her father-in-law. The alpi achi, or my brother. The alpi achicha, or my brother-in-law. He can't be made for those Nadarim because they're not Inu Nefesh, right? The fact that she's asking her Nechosim on somebody else isn't Inu Nefesh, and it's not Dvarim Shebein Oleveno. It's not do between them. It's with other people. So he can't be made for. She'eni Yosal Picha, if she says, I ask her everything that I earn to you, Eino Tzorech Lahother, because she's Meshubit to him to give her earnings to her husband. So she can't ask her what is Meshubit to him. Rabbi Akiva Omer Yothev. Rabbi Akiva says still he should be made for the nether. Shema Tadif Olav Yosef Min Aroylo. Because the Chachamim only gave him rights in her earnings up to a certain point. But if she earned more than that, then it's hers. So that taka she could ask her on him. So therefore he could be made for it. Dvarim Shebein Oleveino. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri Omer Yothev. Another reason why he should be made for it. Shem Yigar Shema. Maybe he'll divorce her. And once he'll divorce her, then the isra will be chal on what she earns, because it won't be meshuvah to him anymore. It's not his, so what difference does it make, right? She answered her things to him. But then maybe he'll want to marry her back, and if he'll remarry her, now what she earned in the time that she was a grusha is going to be usher to him. So that's dvarim shebein olaveina. So he could be made for it now. Right? Even though the earnings didn't come into the world yet, and even if they came into the world, right, they would, what's it called, be not something that's nogeya to him because they're her earnings and he's divorced from her. But in the event that he'll remarry her, this is nogeya to him, that's called dvarim shebein olaveina, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Okay. Omar Shmuel halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. And the Shmuel said the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and that would imply lemeimra the kesavar Shmuel on the makdish dover shlobel olam, that a person can be makdish something that's not yet here, and not only not yet here, but even when it comes, it won't really be nogeya to me. Right? It won't be also, well, it won't be nogeya to me, and it's only for when I remarry her that it's going to become a shaila. Still, he holds that that's person can be makdish something in that respect. See Rashi. Kolim she'eni osal piaba ein yochel hafer. Lo havi lo nidre inu nefesh. Lo doron shebein oleveinon. It's not nogeya between them, and it's not inu nefesh. She'eni osal leficha ein tzorich lehafer. Lo amra klum. The lav kol kamina lav kui lebal matzoch le'rachmona. Torah said that mashikana ishikana bailo, where her earnings go to her. Really, it's a takana derabbanan, right? Because of mezonos, since he has to feed her, he gets her earnings. Rabbi Akiva Omer Yofir Shemetadif Lav Yosem and Aroylo. Akiva says, no, he should be made for the nether, because maybe she'll earn more than she's chayif to give him. Kide Amrina Meseches Ksubas, Paterik Afalpi, Umahi Oselo, what is the chiyuv that the Chachamim gave for her earnings to go to him? Mishkel Chomei Shloim, Shtei B'Yehuda, Rashi B'Yehuda, Shehein Eser B'Golu. Right, so the Gemara over there, the Mishnah says the amounts that she has to do if she's working with wool, how much she has to give what's to go the husband. The hamosa shalah, but anything more than that belongs to her. So now he should be made for it, shouldn't be ushered to him. That's dvarim shebein olaveinu. But also hadofa shema defes hoil b'shalah, he osera shalah v'im lo yefer. If he won't be made for it, it'll be ushered to him. That's dvarim shebein olaveinu. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri Omer, lahachi yafir, another reason why he should be made for the nether. Shema yigar shema, maybe he'll divorce her. Then v'tehei asura lachzolo. The osa, when, and then, if she'll, what's it called, if he'll remarry her, he's gonna have a problem, because, her earnings will be osertim. The osa malacha sha'osa achara gerishin, anything she does after the gerishin is not meshubba to him. And that will become osa to him. Kshetavo b'yishu, so osa b'osa malacha. He'll be usher to all her maisi yodaim after the gerishin. Now, if they want to remarry her, all those things will be usher to him. So, on smach of that future eventuality, he can be made for the neder now. It's considered dvarim shebein olaveinu. Kesover adam usher davar shelo bo la'olam. Kigo maisi yodeh shasida la'asos l'chishetov la'olam. Right now, I can't usher my maisi yodaim because I'm a shubah to you. But I can ask her the maisi yodaim I will get if I get divorced. So that's yadavar adam osir davar shelo bala olam or makdish davar shelo bala olam. Right? To the chistava la olam achar gerishin. Afal pi shelo bala shuso the eisha bala olam. And even though when they come to the world, they're not us. They're what's it called? He has nothing to do with it because he's not married to her. Right? The hamigureshasi. But if he'll remarry her, now it'll be nogeya to him. So Rabbi Yochanan Nori says that's still called Dorim Shevein Oleveino. Rabbi Akiva Sovra Bahamal Dina Loch Donim Osa Dover Shalom. I agree that you could ask her something Shalom Bola Olam, Rabbi Akiva said. Hecha Dehavi Bershusa La'altar Kishibola Olam. That's if when it comes to the world, it'll be his Rishus, and that'll be Dorim Shevein Oleveino. Like the Hadofa, right? Kigon Hadofa. She didn't earn the extra yet. She can asser it on him, right? Even though she's not mechuyif to him, she can asser it. And since it's not here, yet, right, it still becomes asser. So Rabbi Akiva also agrees you can asser something that didn't come into the world. But only something that when it comes into the world will be in your rishus. Right? Afal ein adam oser dover shalom ba'om, afal bi shebala olam, einam b'shusam. But to consider something shelo bala olam, and even if it'll come into the world, it won't be in your rishus. How could you be made for the nether? It has nothing to do with you. But the Ovan Uriel knows that since there is a possibility that it'll come back into his rishus, that whatsoever he also could be made for.
What about the stuff that she earned after the second marriage?
Earned after the second marriage. Will that become usur? No, because now that's meshubatar, him again.
But
it can't be chal. It could be chal and davar shelo bala olam, where there's nothing else holding it back. But over here, the nether would be chal on things that I earn that are meshubat you. That can't be. He can't. He could remarry her. He just can't be nehenda from her nechassim. But the nechassim that she'll be mechuyev to him now, though, the nether couldn't be chal on those. It's not hers. It's his. She can't ask her something that's not hers.
But the nether is chal altogether, then it should.
No, but it can be chal. No, it can be chal on those things that are hers. A person makes a nether, and they have things that belong to them, things that don't belong to them. It's chal on things that belong to them, not on things that don't belong. Can't ask her something that doesn't belong to me and somebody else.
What takes away the nether now?
No, nothing takes away the nether. The nether was on any earnings she has that belong to her. But I can't ask her things that don't belong to me. So if I get remarried, it never was chal on those things that I am a shubit to the husband. There's only chal on those things that are mine.